The Four Soils, Part 1. When I read Jesus' parable about the four soils in Matthew 13, I see four very distinct descriptions of the men and women we have encountered over the past 20 years of 721 Ministries. And it is often not pretty. Let's look at the first two soils. The first soil, verse 19. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in their heart. This is the seed sown along the path. We call these folks the outsiders looking in. I have often heard them saying about Christians and Christianity, "Who wants that? That's for you in the gutter types. Christianity is just a crutch for you. Look at all the hypocrites." My answer to "who wants that" is, "You would if you only knew Jesus." And to "that's for you in the gutter types," yes, if you mean I see my spiritual poverty. And to "Christianity is just a crutch for you," yes, I need Jesus to help me stand tall. And look at all the hypocrites. Do you go to movies, concerts, and other events? They're full of hypocrites too. They are standing outside Christianity and observing the next two soils, and all they see are hypocrites, lukewarm churchians, and in a nutshell, nothing that would attract them to following Jesus. I am sure I have been that hypocrite at times who did not represent Jesus well, but I seek to live in such a way as to make following him attractive, because it is, and he is. Do you? The second soil, verse 20. The seed falling on rocky ground refers to someone who hears the word and at once receives it with joy, but since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. They receive with great joy at a high school retreat or Promise Keepers or at some other emotionally charged altar call. But it was all emotion and no surrender and therefore no salvation. At 721, we call these folks churchians because they are following their church but not Christ. Here are actual statements we have heard many times, and my not-so-kind titles for each. Mr. Hopeful, God grades on the curve. I'm not that bad. Yes, you are. Mr. Proud, surrender. That sounds like quitting, like losing. Yes, losing self. Mr. Martyr, I've done a lot of good. If that's not good enough, but how good is good enough? Mr. Stiff, I prefer the intellectual approach. That's okay, but you must make that 13-inch journey from your head to your heart. Mr. Clueless, saved? Saved from what? Hell and yourself. My first question is, are you one of these two? Think deeply about this because the stakes are high and there is no value in deceiving yourself. Most people we encounter in the South are soil number two. Either they are attending a church that has never told them they are lost and missing Jesus and his salvation, or they were too distracted to hear it. These folks are likely in the most precarious position because they think they are fine with God because of their regular church attendance. But sadly, they are likely to hear Jesus' own words from Matthew 7, 21 through 23. "I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers." And what may surprise you, the number one soils are often in the best position of those of the first three soils because they have no illusions about their salvation. They may say they do not care, but at night they lay their heads down on their pillows and wonder with an uneasy, nagging doubt. Jesus can work with that. Next week, soils number three and number four.